Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Stay tuned at 2. You got WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ted. Plus, they talked to NFL insider Adam Schefter today at 3:45.
Yeah. By the way, Adam Schefter, one of his latest tweets.
Oh.
He was talking about the guy Rob Ninkovich wants the Patriots to get.
Yes, this was the Myles Garrett update. Yes.
Yeah.
Hit me with it.
For those wondering if the Browns would consider trading Myles Garrett by Tuesday's deadline, the answer is, in the words of one source, quote, no chance. No chance. Source added.
Oh.
Added to that.
This is a one-source story, though, Keith. I mean, you typically want multiple sources on a story like this.
And Schefter famously said the Pats wouldn't trade Jimmy Garoppolo for 4 first-round picks.
Good point.
Source added, quote, people have a better chance of winning the lottery.
Right, well, that is.
Now, I read that and thought there was a story about a woman in Ohio, I think, won the lottery twice. So I'm like, wait a minute.
Is it no chance or is it you can win the lottery? Because you.
People have won the lottery. People are constantly winning the lottery.
Yeah. You have a better chance of winning the lottery means there is a chance.
Yeah.
Mega Millions up to $754
million. Ooh.
Next drawing on Friday.
I like that.
Halloween.
Oh man, we could really
go
bananas on Halloween if we won that thing.
We could
think
do it
up. Death Stars.
Yes. Oh, I'd surround myself in Lego Death Stars. But, I'd empty all the pieces into the tub and then just lay in it. I wouldn't even build it. Like, these are all the pieces for several Lego Death Stars.
Swim through it like Donald Duck. Scrooge McDuck.
Those Lego
everywhere.
Pieces?
That would hurt.
Yeah. Oh, hurt like hell, Nick, yeah. But it'd feel great at the
hurt
same
so
time.
Good. Yeah. Hurt so good is what that would do.
You can't afford an ice pack?
Yeah. His own source is contradicting himself, though.
Yeah, no chance. People have a better chance of winning the lottery.
Okay.
However, a chance. So I guess Ninkovich's dream lives on.
Well, I was going to say, does Schefter know that Ninkovich slid into his DMs? I mean, is Schefter aware of that?
I don't think the source knows that.
Good point.
Schefter might. But
Schefter might.
Yeah.
But yeah, good
point. Source is unaware of that.
So anyway, he'll be on today, and he predicted that Kyle Duggar would not be a Patriot by the trade deadline. He was right about that.
Correct.
So we'll see if he has any more intel here today. Perhaps we'll have intel on A.J. Brown. And you heard Mike Florio there on PFT. Talking about the Eagles quietly shopping A.J. Brown, maybe the Patriots and Mike Vrabel would be a destination for A.J. Brown. Speaking of Vrabel, you'll hear from him at any moment when he hits the podium, so stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, shortly.
Here on Jones and Keefe.
How about that?
But Florio said in a separate portion that you didn't hear there, he said there was a report over the weekend the Eagles are not expected to trade wide receiver A.J. Brown. He said that was the headline. But when you look a little deeper, it sure looks like the Eagles are willing, if not eager, to get phone calls on A.J. Brown. He said that was going into Sunday's game, a game in which Saquon Barkley erupted, had his best game of the year. A.J. Brown did not play. I've heard of several teams interested in Brown. This, to me, feels like an effort by the Eagles to shop A.J. without actually shopping him. So I felt this way all along, and I'm not telling you the Patriots are getting him. He's the one who linked the Patriots to it, and it makes sense. Vrabel coached him in Tennessee. Although I've heard Burt Breer say that Vrabel also knows the medical records on A.J. Brown. The reason they weren't willing to extend him, which he disagreed with at the time, but this is 4 or 5 years ago, you know, like he knows what the long-term medical assessment is of A.J. Brown and his knees. So that's why the Titans were hesitant to pay him. Maybe Vrabel now agrees with that more based on this timeline than when he was the coach of Tennessee a few years ago. I'm not telling you the Patriots are getting him. I don't even know if the Patriots would want him. I think they probably should, but I would get if they feel like they have a good thing going on culture-wise and their receiver room is doing enough. I get them saying, I think we have enough in that room. We don't need to bring in a malcontent who's on a winning team right now, won the Super Bowl, and is pissed. But I don't think it's a real hamstring injury with A.J. Brown, and I've said that since last week.
Yeah.
It came up out of nowhere after arguably his best game of the year, 2 touchdowns, 100-plus yards, in a win for the Eagles. All of a sudden, he's out with a hamstring injury, and now it's the bye week leading into the trade deadline. That feels like a player, just like the Patriots did with Keon White and Kyle Duggar.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy scratches, inactive. Keep him healthy so we can trade him. I would agree with Florio. I think they're shopping him. I have no idea if the Pats are going to get him or not, but I bet he moves by the deadline.
And it kind of feels like that because this felt like a year ago, the only thing that was going to save it was winning a Super Bowl, and they won a Super Bowl. But it's only going to save it for so long. It felt like the ship had sailed with A.J. Brown and Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and just the offense. Even when they get him the ball, he's not happy about it. Even he and Devontae Smith a couple weeks ago, when they did have a lot of success, were pissed that they didn't have like more success.
Yeah, Devontae Smith was like, throw me the ball every time. I could do this
every
time.
They're like, we said we could do this. Like, we called our shot on this, and like they didn't do it. And like, they're 6-2.
Yep.
They might be the best team in the NFC still, but it's got like a weird kind of vibe around it. You know, it's almost like going back to the, remember when the Patriots in 2019 had a great record?
100%.
And you're like, all right, I don't know how sustainable this is. Like, it doesn't feel like they're a great team and they might have been better before. So like, it's obviously it's tough to repeat in the NFL, and I think they're dealing with it. Plus, they run the ball so effectively. Barkley finally had a really good game last week. I wonder if they're like,
well,
we're good.
That's Florio's point.
Yeah.
Florio is like, not only did they shut him down with a what I think is a fake hamstring injury.
Yeah.
I never saw it in the game he played. He actually dominated the last game he played, and then he missed every practice. So it's not like he showed up to a Wednesday practice, tweaked something, and then they shut him down. He didn't practice at all last week, leading into the bye week with the trade deadline on Tuesday. So Florio makes the point that Barkley had his best game, and they're gonna lean on that. They're remaking their offense. They're less reliant on the passing game and A.J. Brown. And look, I think Howie Roseman is not afraid to make bold trades, so I wouldn't rule that portion of it out. I just think A.J. Brown's real interesting because, number one, the Pats could get him.
Of course he is.
And number two, if the Patriots don't get him, where's he going, and is that a team you might have to face at some point?
Yeah, you know.
Like, Buffalo needs a receiver.
Yeah, if he goes to Buffalo, that's not ideal.
Do the Chiefs need a receiver? I actually kind of feel like their receiver room, now that Rice is back, makes a lot more sense.
I think between Rice and Worthy and Kelce, I think they might be okay. Because there's been a lot of times, although, didn't they get DeAndre Hopkins? It was 2 years ago?
Like, last year.
They kind of dipped in on that. So, I don't know. Maybe they would consider it. But, yeah, I mean.
Hopkins is in Baltimore now. Could Baltimore use a receiver?
Yeah.
So
I mean, probably.
I mean, I agree. So
I mean, everybody could use A.J. Brown, but, is another way. I mean, besides Cincinnati.
But some of the teams that you could be dealing with might be the ones who get him if you don't. So there's that aspect of it, too. And look, I half understand if the Patriots are like, we have a good thing going. We do not need A.J. Brown coming in here and demanding targets. I feared for that with Diggs. Brown is a better player than Diggs. Diggs has not done that. Maybe A.J. Brown, you'd have a honeymoon period, too. I half understand not wanting him here. But he is wildly talented. He's been hardly thrown to all year. When they throw to him, he's still clearly fine. So I just think that is a big potential piece that could move. And if you don't get him, maybe another AFC contender does. And that could be the difference in a playoff game. I mean, we saw last
year
how dominant he can be when they use him right.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, it's wide open when you look at the AFC, hence why we've discussed so much about the Patriots and how far they could possibly go. But A.J. Brown would be a big swing, you know, for somebody to take a chance. And obviously with Philadelphia, even now where he's disgruntled and not happy and, you know, not even playing in all the games, he's still a good receiver, still a really productive receiver. So, yeah, we'll see. It does feel, though, like that might be the big name that gets dealt between now and Tuesday. Wouldn't be a shocker.
Yeah, I'm not forecasting he comes here, but I bet he's dealt by the trade deadline because that has smelled fishy the whole entire time. Since they shut him down leading into the bye week.
So if he doesn't come here, but he goes for like a third round pick or something,
that'd
be insane, right? Like if he goes for a two.
I would not give up a first for him anymore. I would have weeks ago, I would have in the offseason. I currently would not do that. He's been enough of a headache there, and there's enough question in my mind. where I wouldn't give up a one for him, but I would give up a two. If he goes for a two, I'd be annoyed the Patriots didn't get him. I would.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, I understand not wanting to upset that room, but...
For somebody like that, though.
A.J. Brown and Steph Diggs with Drake May?
I like that.
Wheels up. So I would do a second
rounder.
Get
our hotels in San Fran.
About the only player I'd do a first rounder for is Brian Thomas Jr. We talked about that earlier in the show.
Because of his age.
You know, out of guys who are realistically available.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess different reports say differently, but his name has popped up.
Mm.
If you get him for a first rounder, sure. He's young enough. He was awesome a year ago. Get him. Second rounder for A.J. Brown, sure. And if he goes to Buffalo, if he goes to Buffalo for a second or third rounder, that might shift the power in the division.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a big-time one because that's the one real knock I have is, like, James Cook's awesome. Josh Allen's awesome. They don't have a very good receiver.
No.
That would change things pretty dramatically.
It's true. Were you saying, is Vrabel about to
I think he's probably hitting the podium here any moment.
Okay. I have an ad about AI, but he'll be up moving.
Okay, good. Okay, so yeah, Vrabel will be at any moment as we lead up to the trade deadline. I'm sure he'll be asked about trades they made yesterday.
Yeah.
The Jones extension.
Oh, definitely.
Every time he asks or they ask him about any future trades and what would they do, he pretty much says, well, yeah, we're always looking to upgrade the roster. Speaking of the head coach, here's Mike Vrabel.
Why was it important to extend Marcus Jones at this time?
I think it's something that, you know, we've talked about and wanted to, you know, I think he embodies everything that we're looking for here in a player and a teammate on the field and the community. You know, something that we were excited about doing and glad that he wanted to get that done and be with us moving forward.
Mike Smith said last month that Keon White was going to be a big part of what you guys do. Why did you feel it was important to move on now?
You know, I think that, you know, just the timing of everything and where we're at as a team, we felt like it was, you know, the right thing to do. And we get a lot of guys in that room. And, you know, we just felt like at this particular time to make those moves that we made with him and Kyle and, you know, really better make our focus here against the Falcons, a team that we don't know much about, haven't played in 5 years or, you know, 4 or 5 years. So wish Keon the best, wish Kyle the best. Appreciate their professionalism. And added some other guys here to the roster too.
Mike, specific on Keon, I know he played in the last preseason game. You give him a shot there. He's also someone who started camp as a kind of a first-team starter role. Why do you think ultimately it just didn't work out with him?
Yeah, I'm not trying to, you know, figure those things out. I'm trying to prepare the team for the Falcons and wish him the best of luck. And we have a huge challenge here. Again, taking on a great skill team offensively with a lot of speed and home run hitting ability. Defense, it's hardly gives up a lot of yards. Certainly tough throwing the football against them. You know, A.J. Terrell's having another fantastic year. Bates, if you make a mistake, it'd be a turnover. A lot of young rushers. You know, so, again, those are the things that I'm focused on right now.
Mike, to that end, what kind of challenges does Bijan Robinson present?
Many.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Many, I think if you just, if there's any crack, he's going to test our edge. He's going to test our wall. And he's going to test everything we do about having guys swarming to the football. There have been some good defenses that he's been able to, you know, gain yards against. And their three victories, they average 186 yards a game on the ground. And it's not like they're manufacturing a lot. Not a lot of those are the quarterback. It's Bijan and Algier.
I think, what are you seeing from Drake, maybe before the snap, after the snap, that's helping him have success with the deep ball?
Well, I think there's a lot of trust there. I think it starts with trust. I think just being able to put it in a position where those guys can make a play. So, again, I think that there's one, trust. It's location. And then guys are doing a good job down the field. I mean, we had one that was, you know, taken away earlier in New Orleans with a tough, you know, decision there from the referee. But, you know, that's how it goes. Even Ramondre's the other day. You know, Ramondre comes down with the ball. It's just, you know, a little wide. And so, again, I think the guys that he's been throwing to have helped him. And I think he stays patient. I don't think he, you know, panics and launches it or throws it 7 yards out of bounds. But I think there's been a lot of improvement from training camp and seeing some of those passes. And I don't think there was as many completed in this regular season as there were in preseason. I'm glad they were saved. I'm glad we saved them for the regular season. So I think there's a lot of things that go into it. Certainly when you do those longer developing routes, there has to be a good pocket, you know, for the quarterback to step up in, and I think that that's been the case as well.
Mike, with things going so well of late for you guys, obviously five straight wins and a lot of handy wins, does it almost challenge you in a way to avoid complacency setting in with your team?
I think that that's what we're always trying to do, is not allow these, what have you, good times, you know, soften us up mentally and just let things slip that, you know, we didn't, you know, things we weren't doing earlier in the season, or the way that we prepare, or the things that we, you know, want to believe in as a team. And so it's always a good reminder, especially in this league where anything can happen. You know, we talk about having an identity, and, you know, the identity doesn't care where you play. It doesn't care what time it is, and it doesn't care what the score is. It just, you either have it or you don't.
Mike, you have some uncertainty.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think even before the season started, you told us, and the players echo, that you wanted to be a team who is be stronger in the second half than first half of the games, and finished, I'm paraphrasing, but finished strong. Certainly something we saw in last week's game. What do you think are the commonalities that have made this team stronger in that game than another?
I think they're conditioning. I think that they're working during the week. I think they practice hard as you get into the second half of the game. I don't think that we panic based on where the score is or who's getting the ball, or, you know, I think we've adjusted well. I think our players, again, even little things, maybe the speed of the Browns and the defense, I think that's hard to recreate early in the game, where there may be one run that we had early in the game didn't look too hot, and come back in it later in the game and you see, you know, linemen getting off on the backer that's running through just, you know, a half a step sooner and able to get the block and get the back through, as opposed to, you know, maybe earlier in the game it was, you know, it was a little faster than what we had been able to show them in practice. So the players do a good job of adjusting to some of those things, and you know, can still be better. You know, still too sloppy in some situations, and we'll need to, you know, be great and, you know, much better in the red zone if we're able to get down there this week.
Mike, Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel here on WEEI.
Was obviously out last week, and you'll have some uncertainty to deal with. I think he's going to be out there today in Atlanta, just doing a walkthrough. But between him and Cousins, do you have to prepare fully for both guys?
Well, I mean, there's more mobility and, you know, which hand you're going to use to match. And, you know, that was the thing. I thought we did a nice job getting our hand on the football last week. We had 8 PBUs, and we got a couple at the line of scrimmage in the pass rush situation, and those usually end up getting intercepted. So we'll practice, you know, both ways, and, you know, we'll have to make sure that, you know, one's a little bit more mobile than the other. and then be ready to go. I think the concepts are similar, but you know there'll be some different play styles that are different between obviously Michael and Kirk.
Like when you're putting your game plan together, how much of it all do you take into account the officiating?
No, I don't think that's something. You know, we remind him of some things, and maybe whether it was last week with a crew that had called a lot of line of scrimmage penalties, or the things we talked about on Wednesday, you know, starting early on about make sure that the receivers are checking, that they're looking over, they're looking at the foot, that the defensive lineman, if you think you're close, back up. Told, you know, same crew that we had in Miami and can explain to those things and say, hey, you know, whether you think you're in the neutral zone, with this particular crew, you probably are, and maybe you lined up the same way for 3 weeks and had a different crew and somebody called it differently. So we talk about those things, but as far as game planning, I don't think that's something that would go into it. More reminders and about, you know, play style and things that we have to do and what their mechanics are.
Iris Tonga has been instrumental in helping with the run game, stopping the run game this season. Considering you are going up against Bijan this week, just what have you seen from him this season, and just why is that he's so effective?
Well, I can, you know, great teammate, first and foremost, great person. Love being around him. Plays square, plays with his hands, tries to control the blocker, plays with great effort. And so those things usually help you, you know, at the line of scrimmage.
Okay, that's Mike Vrabel. He's going to keep going here, but I think Tonga is where we're going to call it. And he's been a good player.
Yes.
But yeah. I mean, I got to be honest. I try to do this as little as possible, but I'm pretty disappointed in the line of questioning. One question about Marcus Jones, one about Keon White, a pseudo follow-up, and then we were on to the Falcons.
Yeah, Bijan Robinson. Like, okay.
We got three combined questions.
He clearly didn't really want to talk about Keon White. He did, though. We wish him the best.
We only got one question on even. Dig in more on Marcus Jones, though. Like, I don't know.
That was it.
He embodies everything we stand for. Done. Keon White felt like it was the right thing to do. A lot of guys in the room. He did say, I appreciate their professionalism. I don't remember him saying that about Peppers. I'd have to double check.
No.
And then he said, again, I'm not trying to figure old things out. We're on to the Falcons in a follow-up. That was it. So, like, I don't know, big, busy news day for the Patriots yesterday, and we get, at least to start that press conference, three questions.
One dude asked him if he changes the game plan based on the refs.
That was CP, I thought.
I never heard of that.
Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Oh, yeah. We scout all the refs, and we're like, can't throw it today.
Our guy Allen down there was ready to talk Bijan. He didn't want any of the breaking news yesterday. It was on to Bijan. Hey, Bijan's good, right? Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got which hands the quarterbacks use. That was pretty good. Not a ton out of Ray. Not really what I was looking for personally, but so maybe they'll circle back to it.
I guess my takeaway is you didn't really want to talk about Keon White. Didn't want to, you know, that was almost like a Belichick thing. If you ask him about a player they traded, he wants to talk about the players that are here. It's an easy kind of like, not even going
to
get into it.
Usually with Bill, they tried a little harder to get something.
Oh, they might have. But I'm saying from Vrabel's stance.
So why do you think that is? Does that tell you anything about White and Duggar, or is that just a message to the team? Guys, we're on to the Falcons. Don't worry about those guys. Those guys didn't even play for us last week. Don't worry about them.
Yeah, no, I think it's a little bit of that. I think Vrabel's also, I mean, I don't know, those guys they've shown some success in the league. They didn't really fit the system here. Do you want to even talk about, like, well, we couldn't get him to do anything? Like, I don't know. It probably doesn't really help you at all. I guess my one takeaway would be when he hypes up Marcus Jones and he's like, I think he embodies everything we're looking for. You mentioned how he was named a captain at the beginning of the year. I think that also is a message. You're doing all the things we want you to do. You're having a good year. We're not going to wait to the very end of the year and then nickel and dime you. Like, we'll get a deal done during the season if we feel like that's appropriate.
We'll pay you. Yeah. We're not going to get to the end of the year, negotiate, slap a franchise transition tag on you. We'll pay you.
Yeah.
I guess there was one question about the trade deadline that just happened. Vrabel said they are building a program, which, and I'm reading here from Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald, says that suggests they're taking a long view. I'd say their approach yesterday suggests long view. And I don't miss Kyle Duggar, and I don't miss Keon White per se, but I also wasn't trying to subtract depth for some pick swap that maybe will work out for you next year or not.
Right.
But that appears to be the approach, at least as of now, although there's some big names out there, including A.J. Brown, at the trade deadline. 617-779-7937. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. Y'all got Hart. Y'all got Fitzy. Y'all got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour, and right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.